Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is September 1st, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Digitoxin in patients with heart failure and reduced ejection fraction. This international, double-blind, placebo-controlled trial evaluated digitoxin in patients with chronic heart failure who had a left ventricular ejection fraction of 40% or less and a New York Heart Association functional class of 3, or IV, or a left ventricular ejection fraction of 30% or less, and a New York Heart Association functional class of 2. The study found no significant difference between digitoxin and placebo in the composite outcome of death from cardiovascular causes or hospitalization for worsening heart failure. These findings do not support the use of digitoxin in patients with heart failure and reduced ejection fraction. Article number 2. Multi-domain rehabilitation for older patients with myocardial infarction. This multi-center, randomized trial assessed the benefit of multi-domain rehabilitation interventions in older patients, specifically those 65 years of age or older, with myocardial infarction and impaired physical performance. Patients receiving comprehensive rehabilitation, including cardiovascular risk factor control, dietary counseling, and exercise training, experienced significant improvements in physical performance compared to those receiving usual care. This trial supports the use of multi-domain rehabilitation to improve outcomes in older adults following myocardial infarction. Article number 3. Increasing the potassium level in patients at high risk for ventricular arrhythmias. This multi-center, open-label, event-driven, randomized superiority trial investigated whether increasing plasma potassium levels reduces the risk of ventricular arrhythmias in high-risk patients. Participants with an implantable cardioverter defibrillator were enrolled, and the study found that actively increasing plasma potassium levels to the high normal range did not reduce the risk of ventricular arrhythmias or all-cause mortality. Therefore, actively increasing potassium levels to the high normal range in patients at high risk for ventricular arrhythmias is not supported. Article number 4. Reduction of antihypertensive treatment in nursing home residents. This multicenter, randomized controlled trial evaluated the effects of reducing antihypertensive treatment in frail, older nursing home residents. The study found that a protocol-driven strategy of progressive reduction of antihypertensive treatment did not significantly reduce the risk of death or cardiovascular events compared to usual care. These results suggest that carefully monitored reduction of antihypertensive medications may be a safe strategy in this population. Article number 5. Phenotypic selectivity of artificial intelligence-enhanced electrocardiography in cardiovascular diagnosis and risk prediction. This study assessed the condition-specific performance of artificial intelligence-enhanced electrocardiogram models to detect specific anatomical and functional cardiac abnormalities using data from electronic health records and prospective cohorts. The study demonstrated that artificial intelligence electrocardiogram models can identify distinct cardiovascular phenotypes but also capture broader cardiovascular risk associations. This suggests artificial intelligence electrocardiogram models have both condition-specific and generalizable risk prediction capabilities. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.